Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What these young bloods have to understand, that this game has always been and will always be about buckets.
Just attack the basket. Oh. Bring it on, baby!
Oh, stop it! Did not do it like that!
Oh my goodness!
Will you stop yelling at me?
No!
Oh. With no regard for human life!
Jacob steps back. Three-pointer!
Welcome to Buckets, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. This is your Tuesday Best Bets episode. My name is Matt Moore. I'm the senior NBA writer for the Action Network, joined by Jay Money. You can find him on Twitter at JayMoneyIsMoney. Find him in the Action Network app as well. Jay Money, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Can't really complain. Trying to get some cash. Can't wait to talk some NBA with you, my guy.
All right, we're going to knock this one out real quick tonight. AC is off with us tonight, so we're going to go ahead and knock out our best bets for the night. As always, we'll go around, say what our best bets are, and then we'll go through and do the cap on. And what do you got for me for the Tuesday slate in the NBA?
You know how I like taking the ugly plays. I'm riding with the Clippers on the money line.
Ooh, I like it. I like that one. I like that a lot. We'll get into why in a little bit. I got two bets for the Tuesday slate. I grabbed Bucks minus 5.5 when it first came out. It's currently at 6 as we record this on Monday night. I'm fine with it at 6. I think 6.5 or 7, if this is 7 by the time this posts. Be a little cautious. Don't go as hard on it. I still would probably like it to 7, but after that, I don't want to chase any more steam on it. I don't want to go beyond 1.5 of steam from the opener at 5.5. But if this stays 6, I do like the Bucks definitely at 6 versus the Toronto Raptors. I'm taking the under in Portland and Denver, 233.5 as we record this on Monday night. We'll get into the cap for why. Really glad that you chose Clippers as the bet for tonight, because I think it's a fascinating game to kind of cap here. So go ahead and give me your rationale, and then we'll kind of add on to it. I may join you on this. Tell me why you like the Clippers plus 1 on the money line versus the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, I'm sure you like the angle of the day off in L.A., right? The Sixers did just win by 1 point versus the Lakers. Day off in L.A. facing – and a super late-night game as well. This is an East Coast team. This is things I like to do as well, especially when they are not really used to playing these type of games as well. 10 p.m. Eastern start here. I see a really super sleepy start for the 76ers in this one as well. And they struggle versus the Lakers. If they struggle like that versus the Lakers, in my opinion, I really think they're going to struggle versus the Clippers in need of a big win. And don't look now, but Paul George did get upgraded to questionable. I know that he's been practicing as well. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see them coming to see him coming here to play. And the Clippers really need it offensively as well. They are really struggling on the offensive end. Just struggled up against the Rockets the other day, man, who are the worst defensive team in the league. But I do think this is a step up spot for the Clippers. It's also a revenge spot as well. They did lose earlier this year in Philadelphia. It was a real back and forth game. They were down in the game, then they took the lead big, and then they lost it once again in that one. So they've already had experience going up against this Sixers team. I like the Clippers here. And last game of a four-game homestand before they head out on a road for a four-game road trip here. So I think the Clippers are looking at this one like this is a set the bar type of game here to see where they're at. I'll ride with the Clippers here. It's an ugly play. Nobody want to take it, but I like the Clippers here on the moment.
I like it. I think it's a great buy low spot. So let's start here. Clippers are 11th in transition offense per possession. That's a meaningful number because the one weakness on this Sixers team is that they never get back in transition. It's been a problem for the entire year. Surprise, surprise, you play James Harden and he doesn't like to hustle back and get stops. So they have a real problem. Their guards are not very well equipped to do that either, right? Like they don't have a lot of guards that are very good about getting back in transition. Tybalt's really the only one that's adept at being able to get stops in transition. You need good guards backing up to stop that transition play. The Clippers, if they decide to run in this game, will have, I think, a high level of success here getting that done. Now, the Clippers don't necessarily run all that often, but they're also not one of the slower teams either. They're right in the middle of the pack as far as transition opportunities per game. So that gives them a little bit of an edge here, which is why my model on matchup, I've got two projections, matchup and then the power rating. what's interesting here is my power rating makes this Clips plus four. Okay, which sounds honestly about right. The Clippers have not been good. The Sixers have been really good. Their top 10 offense, defense, all the, like the Clippers are a better team, right? But if we go ahead and we say, all right, it's four, and that's with a manual adjustment for PG's injury, I'm only give PG 2.5 points. I think he's that important to the Clippers. Like their entire thing is we need everybody healthy in order for us to be the team that we envision. All right, so that's 2.5. That gets us to 1.5 now. So now we're within range of being close to this number. It's a 3rd and 4 for the Sixers. As you mentioned, I'm just going to say it, like off night in LA, we just see this a lot. Guys get caught. LA nightlife's undefeated, especially with some of the guys on that Sixers team that we know like to enjoy themselves, and as they should. Life's short. You should enjoy it while it lasts. Coming off a big win versus the Lakers, I think it's a good spot. I think it's narrow enough. I'm going to stay away. I'm rooting for you. If I was playing this, I would definitely be on Clippers. I like the cap a lot. It's one of those where I'm like, do I need to bet this game? No, I don't need to bet this game, but I feel I do like the cap a lot for Clippers plus one on the money line. You can currently get a minus 102. Which way do you think the number goes?
It's definitely going up. Like I said, if Paul George plays in this one, don't be a bit surprised to see this close Clippers -2, -3 in this one. We see it time after time upgraded to questionable. Kind of sort of means he's playing. He's been out for 4 or 5 games. He's been practicing as well. The last time I saw him practice, it looked like he could play a game, and that was the game right before the Nuggets as well. So that was 3 games ago. I definitely think the Clippers close as a favorite in this one. I'll be happy to take them +1 or on the money line, -20, -102 in this one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Bucks -5.5 versus the Raptors at home. Raps on a back-to-back, Bucks on a back-to-back. Bucks have the win versus the Pacers. Shorter. You know, they're obviously, I think they're in town on Monday. I think the game was in Milwaukee. I don't remember because they didn't bet it. Yes, it was. So it's a home-home. That makes me like it even more. Teams, when they're on this duplex set, when they're facing a back-to-back, if they're at home for both games, they kill in that second game. The market is treating it like it's a normal back-to-back. If you're home and home, the rest factor, the travel's what matters. I honestly think this. I think teams can play night after night after night if they're able to go home and sleep in their own bed. It's playing the game, get dressed, foreign environment, get on a bus, cramped in a bus, go to the airport, get on a plane, altitude adjustment, you know, cramped on the plane, get on the bus, go to the hotel, get to sleep at 3 a.m. That, I think, is what messes them up. Being home and home, we're seeing this consistently, and I've tracked this trend over the time. This has been a good spot to back them. Raptors, look, I faded the Raptors on Monday and it didn't work out for me. Knicks had a 9-point lead and blew it in the fourth quarter. Thank you, New York. Thanks so much for that. Still had a chance to win in overtime. Couldn't get it done. Bunch of nonsense happened in that game. Jalen Brunson missing a free throw. I feel fine about that bet. I still think Knicks -3 was the right side. And Tom Thibodeau was just like, hey, RJ Barrett, why don't you go box out Scotty Barnes? Oh, that's right. He's like twice your size. That's a problem. Oh, well, just keep doing it. The Bucks have more size than the Raptors. So if we look at this matchup, what do the Raptors want to do? They want to body you with size. They got big, long wings everywhere. No centers, but big, long wings everywhere. Not a lot of shooting. They are not a three-point shooting team. The Bucks have been shooting in volume over the last 2 weeks. That's been one of their main adjustments, is they're just shooting a ton of threes. They're not making a shit ton. They're at 35%. It's fine for the volume that they're shooting it at, but this has always been like the good parts of the Bucks offense. Giannis, I'm expecting Giannis back for this game. If you want to wait to make sure that he is definitely off the injury report, I don't blame you. I don't think this number thinks that he's out. I think this is the number that believes that he's going to play. Do you agree with me on that?
I agree. He's supposed to be in. I saw reports saying he's probable, but the problem is he was probable before the last game as well, before Monday's game as well, and then they announced him out after he went through his pregame. So I'll be honest, I don't like what they're doing with that. Three straight games, I'm starting to wonder, does he need a procedure or something on his knee? Is he really hurt, or you guys kind of just wonder, kind of just resting him up? But to your point, Raptors went to overtime in that game. A lot of their starters, if I'm not mistaken, four or five of their starters played 40 minutes plus in that one. I know Van Fleet played about 45 minutes. He was already questionable with a back injury. There's rumors that someone could be traded here pretty soon. Don't be a bit surprised to see some guys on the Raptors get ruled out here, just trying to keep them healthy and probably ready to get traded as well. So I couldn't talk you off the books here. In theory, Giannis should be playing.
Yeah, anytime that Jay says he can't talk me off the books, you can assume that it's a pretty good bet, because he always wants to talk me off the Bucks. Power rating, I make this 6.5. So I'll tell you, if by the time we're posting this again Monday night, I do the best I can to give you guys the best information as in advance of line moves. If I'm wrong and this is a halfway number, if this is like Giannis might play, might not, and they move it a point and a half because Giannis is ruled in and this goes to 7.5, I don't like it. I would still lean Bucks based off of a number of factors, like how they're playing, the back-to-back, the spot, etc. But that number is no longer as good. Like, I got this 5.5. I can't in good conscience tell you to bet it at 7.5. So I like this anything to 6.5. After that, I think you got to stay away. If we wake up on Monday morning and this is 7, this number is outdated, and you should wait to see if the number comes back, if the market comes back in on the Raptors, and see if you can get a 6.5 and see what happens with Giannis. If you're wondering, well, what if Giannis is ruled out? Okay, I would wait then. Number will go down, probably 1.5, right? And that gets us back down to 4.5. I will still like the Bucks there. Home spot, Drew Holiday has been playing great. They have enough firepower. The Raptors do not. I will still like them in this spot. So that's my cap on all the scenarios you can get into there. Portland, Denver, this one is not complicated. This number is obscenely high. This is a 233.5. My model has done exceedingly well this year on unders. Whenever I've had an under, I've had a lot of success with them. I have this at 229.5. So we got a solid 4 points of value on this. I think it actually might go up right now. The early money's coming in on the over 54%. So you might wake up on Monday and this could be 234, 235, all the better. Two keys here. One is pace. Okay. The Nuggets are super efficient. The Nuggets do not play fast. Like, they play super efficient. They are the number one transition offense, but they don't run. It's just that when they run, they're absolutely scoring the shit out of the ball. They score 1.2 points per possession whenever they run. It's nuts. It's like the highest mark that we've seen in like 10 years. It's ridiculous how good they are in transition, but they don't do it very often. Which is one of the reasons they're so efficient, is they only do it when they can really score. The Blazers, I think, have played better. I think the Blazers are just out of their class here. And the big thing here is that this number really does, at 233.5, it really is kind of projecting like either a shootout or the Nuggets are going to drop an atomic bomb on them. The Nuggets have gotten away from their process last couple of games. Jokic didn't play on Friday. They got a grinded out win versus the Clippers, played slow, controlled the pace, got that win. And then versus the Magic, it was an ugly one. They didn't play well in that game, figured out a way to win that game. 233.5 is simply too high of a number for a Denver team that in the last 10 games is second in defensive rating. They've turned it around on the defensive end. With all of their guys, now Jamal Murray's probable. I think he'll play. I don't think Bones Highland's going to play, so the bench unit's probably going to be pretty rough. But here's kind of the deal. If Bones doesn't play, again, they will play slower and they won't have as much offense. So they're down a bunch of guys right now on the wing. So I think they're going to have a little bit of trouble scoring. I think the Blazers are going to have a little bit of trouble scoring versus how the size and wing depth of the Nuggets. So I'll take the under 233.5. You don't play a lot of totals. What do you think about that one, though?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, this Nuggets team, I think more sneakily, the thing about them is they're playing really lockdown defense here. And I think that's Bruce Brown and KCP right there. There was always their problem, the guard position and the wings not being able to stop the other guys, mainly teams like the Blazers with Dame Lillard. But now when you have those guys, they're locked down. They're really turning around defensively. And in my opinion, the Blazers as well, when they played the best, is when they're defending as well. So if they have any chance in staying inside this number, trying to win the game, you got to try to bring some championship style defense here. I like it. I could definitely see this being a playoff style type of game. I could definitely see an under here, man. You know, and you've been cashing with those unders, man. I'm definitely not going to talk you off the total.
Yeah, and I'll say again, we've already tracked a sharp move in the Action Network app on the over. One of the things, I track this one immediately because whenever I have an edge of a certain number on the under, I want to get it in early to make sure. But I will say that a pretty successful strategy has been waiting and then just waiting for that number to get back up, because sometimes the closing, like, you want that closing line value. It will matter with totals sometimes, especially given the kind of offensive firepower here. So if you're listening to this on Monday morning and you wake up and you're like, ooh, it's 234 now, wait and see if it gets steamed up to 235. These totals will move more than the spreads will. So wait to see if this gets moved up to 235. And then, you know, you can even wait till close. This isn't going to drop to a number that, I'll say this, you're not going to lose value on the under by waiting. Like, by the time that this gets the tip, this will not have gone down to 230 unless something that I can't predict, like Dame's ruled out or something. So assuming that everybody is healthy and good to go here, which they should be with 2 days off, or with a day of rest in between, we should be good on that. But I would say, honestly, wait to see if this gets steamed up and then take it. Get yourself the extra point and a half on the under. But I do still like the under. I will go against the market. It's the only situation in which I feel confident going against the market is the unders. It's the only spot that I've been good at in regards to that. Otherwise, I try and be like, oh no, the market moved against me. Going to stay away. That's going to wrap it up for Best Bets for a Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with Best Bets for your Wednesday. Make sure to download, rate, review, subscribe, follow us on YouTube, download the Action Network app. Best way for you to track your picks. You get this show along with all the other great shows as the NFL divisional round gets started next weekend. All sorts of great stuff. You can track our picks in the Action Network app. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you guys again next time. For Jay Money, our producer, David Payne, I'm Matt Moore. We'll see you guys again next time. Until then, let's get buckets.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.